Okay, so good morning. We are now back on the daf. We're continuing today's daf is daf Saditet, daf 99. We left off on the middle of page 98b. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalom Avala Chonim, V'chlalam, Chaim Dam Baruch HaMechad Rishan, HaMelech HaNu Kam Rifka, Sarah Ben Amir, Shalom HaSarah, David Ben Rechad Yifah, Badurah Rifka, Badachar Rifka, Badester, Shalom HaMasar HaFayim, Adam HaShom Ben Chana, Yifah, Badur Niyam, Yavad Ben Yifah, Chayis, Yisrael Ben Chana, Simcha Ben Malka, Miriam, Badachad Yisrael Ben Chana, Nalam, Adarom, Yichester, Batma, Sarah Ben Chana, Gevay Gidu Ben Baruch Dan ben Esther, Yisrael Ben Yifah, 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 Yosef ben Yafad, Daniel ben Nasim, Chana, Pramad, Amar, Gudan, Shukun, Lelik, 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 Nasha Menami, Rachel Badinam, Lavdil and Nishmat, David Menadiam in a minute, Miss Hagar, the name of the French, when you show Rakaman Tan, Bas, when Ram Dinamata Rantam, Rahat, Ram, Moshev and Rafael, Yosef, Radeau, and Yosef, Iskal, when Shalom, Lavdil, Rayon, the Barab, Bat Miriam. Okay, we are on the middle of, towards the top, 10 lines on the top of page 98b, Sadiched Amubet. Yibayeluhu, we have a question. Amar Leiv, someone says to someone to make them a Shaliach, Zavin li Litcha, go and sell for me a litcha of land. Ve'azal ve'zavin le'kura. And he went and sold for him a core of land. So what's a core and what's a litcha? A litcha. So there's a core. A core is 75,000 square amot. And a letech is half of a core. So that's 37,500 square amot. If someone asked, go and sell half a core, and he went and sold a full core of land. So my, what's the din there? Mosif al devaravu. Is it considered just adding on to the sale to what the guy asked for him to do, velitcha miyakane, and still the half of the core that he asked him to sell is considered acquired? Or Dilma, or perhaps ma'avir al dvaravu, or really he didn't follow the direction, velitcha nami lokane, and even that half that he asked him to sell is not considered acquired. So that's the question. Is it considered acquired or not? Did he follow his instructions or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaakov minar pekod. Rav Yaakov from Nar Pekod says, Mishmei de Ravina, in the name of Ravina, Ta Shema. Come and listen. Amar balabayit l'shulchov. Someone says to his messenger, Ten lehen chaticha. This is the Gemara, I think, in Me'ilah. The Gemara says, if someone says to his messenger, go and give these guests, Ten lehen chaticha le'orchin. Give this piece of meat to the guests. Vehu Omer, and what is it talking about? It's talking about things that were made hekdesh, or made sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash. So someone who benefits from something sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash is considered doing me'ilah. That's a violation. You're not allowed to do that. It's forbidden to do that. Okay? So he says, go and give one piece to the guests. Vehu Omer, and the messenger says, Telu Shtaim. He tells the guests, you can take two. Vehen Natlu Shalosh, and the guests took three. So the Gemara says, Kulan ma'alu. Everybody is considered to have done me'ilah in that case. Both the guy who said to give them, both the messenger who said to add on to it, and both the guests who took one extra. Okay? So the Gemara comes and says, over here, what is it considered? Iyamart, if you say, Bishlama mosif al devarav have, it makes sense if you say that he's following instructions, but he added more onto what to give. Mishum hachi, that's why balabait ma'al. That's why we consider the owner to have considered doing me'ilah, he violated the commandment. Because it's still, he did what he said, the messenger did what he said. Ela iyamart ma'avir al dvarav have. But if you say he did not follow the instructions, balabait amai ma'al, why do we consider as if the balabait, the owner, had done any violation? The messenger didn't follow the instructions. So vehatnan, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hashaliach, if you have a messenger, she'asash lichuto, that did the messaging of the balabait, balabait ma'al. It's considered like the owner did the violation. Lo asash lichuto, if he did not follow the instructions, then shaliach ma'al. It's as if the messenger violated the law. So why are you saying that it's the balabait who made a mistake? So the Gemara says, hachav amayaskin, and what are we dealing with over here? De amar lehu telu achat. The owner told the messenger, tell them to take, the messenger told the people, telu achat mi da'ato shel balabait, you can take one piece from the mind, from the aspect of what the owner told me. Ve'achat mi da'ati, and you can take one on my extent. Ve'shaklu in utlat, and the people who wanted to come and take, they decided to come and take three. They didn't take two. Okay? So it's not necessarily saying he's agreeing with his words and just adding on to it. It could be translated either way, but really what it's saying here is the messenger explained the way the balabait asked him and added on to it. Okay, Tashma. We're going to try to answer this question. Is it considered, if someone asks someone to do a messaging for them, and they add on to it, is that considered following instructions but doing more, or is it considered not even following instructions? So Tashma, Hayta ketubatam mane. If someone's ketubah was 100 zuz, umachara shavan mane v'dinar b'mane, and we said this in our Mishnah, she went and sold land from the heirs worth 101 for 100. Macherab batel. We say the sale is void. Why? Because she took more than what she was owed. So my love, the zabin shavim maneve dinar, bimaneve dinar, is this not referring to a case that she took a property that was worth 101 and she sold it for 101? Umay bimaneh, why does it say she sold it for 100? Maneh shela. That's referring to 100 for of hers. Meaning Rashi says, Kolomar, Bishril Maneh Shahayala Litkabel, Machara Shavim Maneve Dinar Ushovyo. Says for the 100 that she deserved, that's what she took. But really what she sold it for was 101. And what did she do? Umay afilu, what does it say? Even afilu hi omerit achzir ta dinar li yorshim bedinar mikarkei. Even if she says that I will go and buy back with that one extra dinar, I'll go and buy back one dinar worth of land and return the land back to the owner, to the heirs, v'ketane still witon macharab batel. We said the sale is considered void. So what do you see over here? This seems like a case of the messenger doing not what was asked. And what are we saying? We're saying the sale is void. So what does it sound like? This sounds like it's ma'avir al midotav. Someone is not following instructions. And are we saying it's void? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Natan, lo. That's not what it's talking about. Over here, what it's talking about is Bid Ozil. Really, the person, she undercharged. Meaning, she was owed 100 in her ketubah. She sold the land worth 101 for 100, and that you're not allowed to do, so that's why the sale is void. Okay, flipping the Amuf. The Gemara says, if you're talking about undercharging, Hamid de Seifa, Bid Ozil Habe, from the fact that the latter part of the Mishnah is talking about undercharging, Reisha, Bid Lo Ozil, it must be the beginning part of the Mishnah, is not talking about undercharging. The Ketane Seifa, I taught in the latter part of the Mishnah. Haytak tu bata 400 zuz. We said if the ketubah was worth 400 zuz, machara lazeh b'maneh, v'lazeh b'maneh, v'l'acharon yafeh dinar, yafeh maneh v'dinar. If let's say she had a ketubah worth 400 zuz, she sold land to this person for 100, this person for 100, this person for 100. She has one more land that was worth 101. V'l'acharon yafeh maneh v'dinar b'maneh. She sold that worth 101 for 100. So really she got 400 at the end, but she took an extra one dinar worth of property. Shel acharon macherab batel. We said the last sale is void. Veshel kulan macharan kayam. And all of the other sales are considered fulfilled. They count. So what do we see from here? The seifa, this latter part of the Mishnah, was talking about a case of undercharging. She undercharged that last meal. So we cannot be talking about that in the beginning part of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Reisha v'seifa, both the beginning and the end of the Mishnah, b'do ozil. We're talking about undercharging, and that's why the sale is void. V'seifa, hakamash malan, and the end of the Mishnah is coming to teach us a lesson. Ta'amad de ozil b'diatme. The reason why we're saying it's batel, it's because it's void, it's because she's undercharged with the orphan's property. But, aval bedida, if it was her own, machara kayam, then we would say that the sale actually counts. Meaning if it came into her property and then she sold it under charge, that's fine, that would count. So the Gemara says, hamid reisha shematmina. We already learned that from the beginning of the Mishnah. What do we say in the beginning of the Mishnah? Haytak tubata, if someone's ketubah was matayim, was 200. Umachara shave maneh b'matayim. And we said if she sold her ketubah, she sold something, land worth 100 for 200. She overcharged. Or she sold something worth 200 for 100. So what do we say? Nitkabla ketubata. We said she already received her ketubah. So what do we say over here? It's coming to teach us that lesson, that since it's her own, she can do whatever she wants with it. She can sell it for more, she can sell it for less. So why is it teaching that same lesson in the Seifa? So the Gemara says, ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, hatam hu de istalka lamehad beita legamre. I would have thought in that case, she is selling out of that house all entirely. She's taking her whole ketubah in one shot. But aval hacha, but in here, over here, in this case, nigzur mane rishon atu mane acharon. I would have thought we make a decree on the case of the first mane that she is selling for the case of the latter mane, the case of the last mane that she's selling and she's taking an undercharge of one dinar. I would have thought we make a gezerah. Kamashmalan comes to Gemara teaches that we do not make such a gezerah. Meaning we don't make a gezerah on the case of the first maneh for the last maneh. Right? So that's why we would say that it's not, that's why we needed to state in both cases, because I would have thought this example. V'yikad Amri, some say our baraita a little bit differently. Ha lo tibayilach, you don't even have a question. Hechad de Amarle, if he says to her, zil zabin, if someone says to a messenger, zil zabin li likha, go and sell for me half a kor, Vizabin le kura, and he went and sold a full core, full 75,000 square amot of land. Divadai mosif advarav havi. For sure, over there, it's considered somebody is following instructions, just selling more. But kitibayilach, the question you should ask is really, The Amarli, he says to the messenger, Zil Zabin li Kura, go and sell for me a kor, 75,000. But Azil Zabin li Kha, and he went and sold less than what was asked. He went and sold half of that. Mai, what's the case over there? Mi Amrinan, do we say, Amarle de Tavalach Avdilach? I did what's best for you, the messenger says. If you let's say you didn't end up needing this money that you sold the property for, there's no refund. So I'm saving you half the money, half the property. Or Dilmar, perhaps, Amarle, the guy can tell the messenger, I don't want to have multiple documents, so therefore you're making this more than one sale instead of that one sale that I asked you for, one core. Now I don't want to have multiple documents, it becomes more difficult. So which one is it? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Misura, Rabbi Chanina Misura says, Tashima, come and listen. Natan lo dinar, someone gives a dinar shel zahav to a messenger. One gold dinar, which is equal to six sela. Okay, if someone gives this to a messenger, Amar lo, and he says, Havali chaluk, go and buy a chaluk, a shirt, a clothing with this dinar. Vahalach vehvi lo b'shalosh chaluk u'b'shalosh talit. And the guy went, and something that was hekdesh to the Beit HaMikdash, he went and bought with half of the dinar, he bought three selah, he bought a shirt, and with half of it he bought a talit. Shnehem ma'alu. Both the owner and the messenger are considered to have done me'ilah, they violated the commandment of benefiting from something to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, why? I amart bishlama shaliach ki hai gavna ose shlichuto. If you say it makes sense in this case that the messenger is doing the shlichut, he's doing his messaging, umosifat varav have, he's just adding on to the instructions, he bought something extra, mishum hachi balabait ma'al. That's why we say that the owner actually violated the commandment as well. Ela iamart, but if you say ma'avir al dvarav have, then no, it's just considered violating the owner's words, he didn't do the instructions, so amai ma'al, why do we say that the owner is considered to have done me'ilah? So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'maya askinan." What are we dealing with over here? The aiti le shavesh shesh b'shalosh. He went and found that he got a discount. He could have bought a sixth sela shirt, which was the one dinar that the owner gave him. He bought it for half price. So that's why he ended up actually using buying that actual shirt. And so the owner is actually having to have done me'ilah, right? Rashi says shavesh shesh. He told him to buy something worth six. He bought something worth six. It was just 50% off. The Gemara says, if that's the case, Yachi Shaliach Amay Ma'al. So why is the messenger considered to have doing something wrong? He followed the instructions. The Gemara says, a talit, because he also bought a talit for the guy that wasn't asked for, and that was for the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah says, Af Bazeh Balabayit Lo Ma'al. Even in this case, the Balabayit, the owner, is considered to have not done anything wrong. Because he could have said, Chaluk gadol hayiti mevakesh. I wanted a big clothing. Ve'ata heveta li chaluk katan vera. And you brought me a bad, small clothing. So the Gemara says, my vera. What does it mean, a small clothing? So what is it coming to say? So he's saying, rab damim. It must be, it's talking about bad, meaning it's bad in price. Meaning what? I would have thought to say, how can the guy say that he received a shirt that's not good enough? He brought you a discounted shirt. He brought you a good shirt. The answer is Rabbi Damim. It's referring to a shirt that was inferior in price. That's not the kind of price I wanted. I wanted it to be more expensive. Why? I asked you to buy something with six. You bought it with three. Now, even though you got it on discount, you can say, the Amarle, you can say to the messenger, E I titli b'shit, kol sheken dahava shave tarte sare. If you would have bought something with six, I'm sure the six would have been discounted from a 12, and you would have bought something with more value, meaning something that was worth 12 big dinars. Rashi says, "Tarte saris laim gedolim," big sellas. Sorry, big sellas. It would have been worth much more if you bought it with six rather than with three. Even though, really, at the end of the day, it was worth what I asked you for, meaning it was worth six. You got it discounted. If you would have paid six, you would have got something worth 12. Daikanami, we can derive this as well from the Baraita. The Ketanei, it's on the Baraita. Moder Rabbi Yudah agrees, Bekitnit, in the case of a legume, in the case of a kitnit, Sheshnehem ma'alu, that both the owner and the messenger have both done me'ilah. How do we know that? Flipping the Amud, Shehakitnit besela, Bekitnit bepruta. Because there's certain rates that, let's say, a legume would sell at, they would sell for, let's say, a sela, and they would also sell the same type of amount, the same rate, if one would buy with a pruta. So he's saying, Shema Mina, it's coming to teach us, we can learn from here, that the explanation of our Mishnah is actually correct. How so? Hechidame. What's the case? Ilema be'atrad de mezavnei b'shuma. Maybe it's talking about a case where people sell in estimation, right? Things are, legumes are sold by estimating. So the Gemara says, "Hechid da yahiv le sela." If someone gives a full sela, which is sela, so muzlei gabei tve, someone's going to give him a cheaper discount, right? He's going to give him a better rate if he sees that. Hey, look, you're giving me a lot of money. You're buying a lot at once. He's going to give you a better rate. Amar Rav Papa, it must be ba'atra de kaile bekanai. It must be that it's people are selling in a place where people are selling in small measures. Meaning, it's not that people are estimating. So they wouldn't give you a cheaper rate if you give them a lot. So therefore, how does it work? The amarle, and what can the messenger say to the owner? He can say, "Kana the amarle kana kana bepruta." He says, no matter what, okay, yeah, I only bought you a small measure with this pruta. Even though you asked me for more, I can go back, take the rest of your money, and go buy more with it. Every amount, every small measure is a pruta. So I wouldn't get any more. Meaning to say, over here, both Rabbi Yehuda agrees that both of them are actually considered to have been doing me'ila. What does that mean? But he's taking the money from somebody. The person said, go and buy me a sela worth. If he would have bought a sela, he would have got a discount. So he would have got more, right? But if he's buying smaller amounts, meaning if he wouldn't have only bought a pruta, so then he would have got just a small amount. And he wouldn't have gotten as much. But he can say to the messenger, he can say to the owner, okay, yeah, I did buy you with less amount. I can take the rest of your money and go buy more and I'll get... For each pruta, I'll get the same amount back to you. So that's why over here in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says they're both considered to have doing me'ila. But in the previous case, what did we say in the previous case? If we go back, we said that if someone sends a person with 6 sela, go and buy me a shirt. And the guy went and bought it for 3 sela. So over there, what can the owner say? I didn't want it for 3. I wanted it for 6. I wanted it to be of more value, because if it would have been for 6, it would have been really for 12. It would have been 12 value. You bought it for a discount, so really it's something much cheaper. Now it's only 3, really 6, where it could have been 6, really 12. So in that case, the owner is not doing anything wrong. It's really the messenger. But in our case over here, both of them would have been doing something wrong. Okay, we're stopping for today. We'll do a very quick recap. So we started on 98b. We ask the question, if it's the question of, is it Mosif al Dvarav or Ma'avir al Dvarav? If someone follows instructions but adds on to the instructions, he sells more, is that considered following and adding on and the sale counts? Or it's considered not following the instructions at all and the sale does not count? So we went back and forth with this on both sides, and then we came onto the Amud Aleph and we started talking about, we changed the subject and we talked about that really what it was talking about in our Mishnah was a case of undercharging. Both the beginning and the end of the Mishnah were talking about undercharging, which is what the woman did, and she took extra and undercharged for it. That's why the sale of that last sale for her ketubah would be void. Then, as we got towards the bottom, we started going back to that question again. Is it considered mosif or ma'avi al-dvarav? We brought a case of somebody sends a messenger with 6 sela, go and buy me a shirt. The guy went and bought a shirt for 3 and a talit for 3. And he came back, the shirt was really worth 6, he got it for discount on 3. Still, we said that the owner is not considered to have doing me'ila, because that's not what he asked for. He didn't ask you to do that. So that's why in that case it would not be me'ila. But Rabbi Yehuda says, but we agree in the case of a kitnin of a legume, that it would be sold, the rate would be sold for, let's say, a sela, and it would be sold for a pruta, the same amount. In that case, we can understand our Mishnah is correct. And in that case, both the owner and the messenger would have done me'ila, because the guy comes back and says, give me more money, I'll go and buy more with these prutot that you're giving me. So that's why over there, in that case, they would both be chayav, they would both be doing me'ila. But in the previous case, really, the Baal HaBayit did not do me'ila, and only the messenger did me'ila. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.